弟兄姊妹早安。
Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters.
请我们打开何西阿书第十章。
Let's open the scripture, the book of Hosea, chapter 10.
何西阿书第十章第十二节。
Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12.
何西阿书第十章第十二节。那以后我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
好，你们要为自己栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。现今正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你们身上。这一节圣经。
Only one verse.
所以我们大家再读一次。
Let's read one more time.
你们要为自己栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。现今正是寻求耶和华的时候，你们要开垦荒地，等他临到，使公义如雨降在你们身上。我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你的恩典，我们能够这样聚集在你的面前。
Lord, how we thank you for your grace because you gather here before you.
主啊，我们在这主日的早晨。我们盼望主，我们能够回到你话语的面。
This morning, we want to return to your words.
我们求你的话语再成为我们心中的亮光。
May your word become the light in our hearts.
我们也能够从你的话语里面知道神的心意。
And we will know your heart desire from your words.
我们也能够从你的话语里面听见我们牧者的声音。
We will hear the voice of our shepherds from your words.
好让我们在地上知道如何来跟随你。
So that we know how to follow you.
主啊，我们何等知道我们人在你面前常常如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Lord, we all like the sheep go astray.
因此，我们需要听见主的声音。
We need to hear the voice of our Lord.
因此，求主早上怜悯我们众人。
Have mercy upon us this morning.
怜悯我们做出口的、做翻译的、做听的，都有主的恩典。
Have grace upon the speaker, the translator, and the audience.
好让我们能够真实的听见主对我们所说的话。
So that we can truly hear your words.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Christ. Amen.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们就到有一件非常特别的事，就是我们主耶稣常常用自然界的事来说明属灵的事。
When we read the Bible, sometimes we will know it's something special. That is, the Lord sometimes to explain the spiritual world with the natural world.
主耶稣用一些在地上最平常所见的一些事物来解释那个测不透的属灵的原则。
And he will interpret the spiritual principle by using very common things in the natural world.
最明显的一个例子呢，就是主耶稣用一粒麦子来解释这个十字架里面的奥秘。
And then in one particular, that is, the Lord used a grain of wheat to explain the cross, the spiritual.
没有一件事比一粒麦子更容易了。
And then nothing will be easier than he explains a kernel of a grain.
没有一件事情比十字架更奥秘了。
There is nothing more mystery of us.
但是主耶稣能够用这个最通俗、最通常所见的一粒麦子来解释这个最深奥十字架的道理。
But the Lord used the most simple, the grain of wheat to explain the most mysterious.The way of cross.
他说：“一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。”
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我们的神乃是造天地的神。
Our God, He created the universe.
因此，在他所创造的自然世界里面。蕴藏了许多属灵的原则。
The world that he created comes a lot of spiritual factors.
因此，罗马书告诉我们，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能，但却借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推。
So in the Romans, it tells about his power and then divine nature is manifested through the world, through the world he created.
因此早晨我们用何西阿书第十章十二节来看一个属灵的原则。
So this morning, let's to see a spiritual principle through Hosea chapter 10.
在这一章里面所讲的都是非常普通的一件事。
And then in this verse, it's talking about things that are very common.
我们知道什么叫做栽种，我们也知道什么叫收割。
We know what is to sow, what is reap.
我们也知道什么叫开垦，什么叫雨降临在地上。
We all know what is to break up the fallow ground and what is the rain to the earth.
但有一个词可能我们不是非常清楚，就是荒地。
And probably one word we're not familiar, that is the fallow ground.
什么叫做荒地呢？
What is a fallow ground?
在这个地上呢，两种地。
There is two kinds of ground.
一个叫做耕地，一种叫荒地。
One is the plowed ground, one is the fallow ground.
什么叫做荒地呢？
What is the fallow ground?
这个荒地呢，从前也曾经是耕地。
The fallow ground, it used to be a plowed ground.
以前呢，这个荒地曾经也被耕过，也能够种地的。
This fallow ground, it used to be plowed and then it was planted things.
它也是一个肥沃的土地。
It is a fertile ground.
曾经有许多的收成。
It reaps harvest.
但是呢，在某种原因呢，这个农夫会决定说今年呢就让这个地休息一年。
For some reason, the farmer will let the land rest for a year.
当这一年不工作的时候呢就没有耕种了。
And then in this year, he will not plant anything.
也没有撒种，也没有浇灌。
And there is no sowing and reaping.
也没有除草，也没有收割。
And then he will not weed, and then of course no harvest.
然后这个地里面就长满了野草。
And then the ground it will be filled with wild grass.
可能有很多的野花也长起来了。
Maybe wild flowers.
也可能有很多的小动物、小昆虫在这里找到了安居之所。
Maybe small animals and insects come here and find nest.
很可能很多的小鸟也来这里来寻找那些小虫来吃。
And then maybe the birds come here to find their food.
许多的人也在这个地上来行走。
And then people walk on it.
因此在这个荒地里面是没有果实，是没有收成的。
There's no harvest, no fruit in this fallow ground.
白天太阳来烧这个，来晒这个地。
In the daytime, the sun baked it.
雨来淋这个地。
And then the rain falls on it.
风来吹这个地。
And the wind blows on it.
过了一段年后啊，这个荒地就变成很硬很硬的地了。
And then after certain years, fallow ground becomes very hardened.
这样的一块地呢，就叫做荒地。
This kind of ground is called the fallow ground.
这个荒地有什么特色呢？
And then what's so special of this fallow ground?
这个荒地是非常特别的。
It is very special.
这个荒地啊，它什么都不需要的。
It doesn't require anything.
你不需要去照顾这个荒地。
You don't have to take care of this ground.
不需要撒种。
You don't have to sow.
不需要施肥。
You don't have to fertilize.
也不需要除草。
You don't have to weed.
你不需要花任何的功夫在这个荒地的身上。
You don't need to do any labor on this ground.
这个荒地是自我满足的。
This fallow ground is self-contained.
这个荒地没有任何的需要。
And doesn't need anything.
这个荒地能够持续一直这样下去的。
And then this fallow ground can just exist like that.
但是这个荒地也不会有任何的出产。
But this fallow ground will not bear any fruit.
没有任何的丰收。
There's no produce.
也没有任何的果实。
And there's no fruit.
对于主人没有任何的贡献。
And then he has no use to his owner.
直到有一天呢，那个农夫又回来了。
Until the day the farmer returns.
那农夫带了一只牛来了。
And then come with an ox.
带着那个犁来了。
And then come with a plow.
那个把那个犁呢挂在这个牛的 轭上面。
And then he will put the plow on the yoke of the ox.
把那个犁呢，深深的放在那个土的里面。
And then he will dig the put.The plow dig into the soil.
然后呢，就把这个牛呢，让它往前走。
And then he drive the oxen and walk forward.
不知道你有没有看过这样的事
？I don't have you ever seen such thing.
当那个牛啊，要开始耕地的头一步啊，是非常难走的。
The first step of the ox is very hard to move.
因为地是很硬的。
Because the ground is very hardened.
那个犁是深深的，农夫放在那个地的里面。
And the farmer has to forced the to the ground.
因此，那个牛要走那个第一步的时候，是非常困难的。
So it's very difficult for the ox to move the first step.
你看到那个牛啊，它用力的缘故呢，它身体呢都要往下蹲了。
And then you know because he has to force himself to do that, so the ox has to lower his body.
你看到那个牛的脚哈，你可以看出它脚上的所有的血管。
You probably will see all the veins on his feet.
因为他把他全身的力量都用上去了。
Because he put all his strength on the feet.
等到呢那个犁开始动了以后啊，那情形就不一样了。
When the plow start moving, it will make a difference.
你看到那个土呢就翻起来了。
And then you see the soil was break up.
那个牛就往前走了。
And the ox can go forward.
那个土就一直这样翻，一直这样翻起来。
So the ground was breaking up.
那个情形哈是非常的非常的一个壮观的一个情形。
And it is very phenomenal.
那个土啊就被了。
And then you know the ground was broken up.
然后你发现了那个土是好土。
And but you will discover the ground was a fertile ground.
那个土呢是肥沃的土。
It is fertile.
现在被这个耕地啊就完全翻出来了。
And then now it's breaking up.
这个牛呢就在这个田地里面来回来回的来回的耕啊。
So the ox will walk around on that field.
然后呢整块田呢都被翻过来了。
And the whole field was broken up.
然后那个农夫就撒种了。
And the farmer can start sow.
然后呢这个雨就降下来了。
Then rain comes.
然后你可以两天过去的话呢，你发现整个那个田呢，开始出现一点点的绿色。
And then after a couple of days, and then the field will start have green.
然后你隔一天过去呢，又多绿了一点。
Another day you will see more greens.
那再过一天呢，又多绿一点。
And then after a couple of days, be more green.
直到有一天呢，这个田呢，成了绿色的了。
Until one day the field is covered with green.
好像一个沉睡的田呢、啊，被唤醒了一样。
It's like a sleeping ground was awakened.
好像这个生命啊，被捆绑的生命被释放出来一样。
It is like the life that is was tied now is released.
直到有一天呢，那个丰收又在这个地城里面在这个田里面出现了。
And then the harvest will come again.
而这一切都是从那个耕地开始。
And all this it started.From the plowing.
如果这块地没有被耕的话
If this ground has never been plowed,
它永远都是荒地
It will be a fallow ground forever.
所以何西阿书说你们要为自己栽种公义就能收割慈爱
So that the book of Hosea says To sow with a view of righteousness and you will reap in accordance with kindness.
弟兄姊妹们们基督徒的生命也有两种
And then, brothers and sisters, the life of a Christian has two kinds.
一种叫做耕种的生命。
And then one is called the plowed life.
一种叫做荒芜的生命。
Another is a fallow life.
这两种生命代表两种不同的基督徒。
These two kinds of life represents two kinds of Christian.
什么叫荒芜的生命呢
？What is called the fallow life?
这个荒芜的生命从前也曾经是耕种的生命。
This fallow life used to be a plowed life.
但是这个荒芜的生命呢，不喜欢被耕种。
But this fallow life does not like to be plowed.
不喜欢那个耕种的那个犁在他的身上。
And doesn't like the plow on him.
他愿意逃避这个耕犁啊。
He wants to exclude.
因此他就像一个荒地一样。
And then his life is like a found.
这个荒地没有任何了的。
This fallow ground does not require anything.
而这个荒地对自己的属灵的光景是非常满意的。
And this fallow ground is satisfied with his own spiritual condition.
在人的眼中呢，他也是一个基督徒。
And then in people's eyes, he's a Christian.
他也聚会的。
He comes to the congregation.
他不但聚会，他也奉献的。
He's not only come to the gathering, he also offered tithe.
但他的奉献总是适可而止的。
But his consecration always to a certain point.
他也祷告的。
He also prays.
但他的祷告离不开他的自己和他的家人。
But his prayer is only for himself and his family.
他也侍奉的。
And then he also serves.
但是他从来不愿意付出太多的责任。
But he doesn't want to take too many responsibilities.
他不愿意被这些事情成为他的捆绑。
He doesn't want to those kind of things to get hold of him.
他对于生活是非常的满意的。
And then he is very contented with his life.
在一个这样的一种荒凉的这种生命里面，他的生命当中很久已经没有这个被耕的经历了。
And then in this fellow life, and then he hasn't experienced that this ground was plowed.
不是这个生命本身有问题。
It is not the problem with this life itself.
不是这个土壤有问题。
It is not the ground that has problem.
这个土壤是有能力来结果实的。
This ground has the ability to bear fruit.
问题是很久没有犁在这个荒地里面耕种了。
The problem is it hasn't been long that there's no plowing work.
因此就没有果实，也没有收成。
So there's no fruit, no harvest.
这样的基督徒是不是很冷的。
This kind of Christian is not cold.
因为他还有固定的聚会的。
Because he come to the gathering very often.
但是呢，他聚会呢不多的。
But he doesn't come to the gathering.
也许他聚会一次。
Maybe once.
也许他两次。
Maybe twice.
但是呢，绝对不会超过两次。
But he will not go more than twice.
这样的弟兄呢，他是不愿意更多的摆上的。
And then this kind of brother will not offer him more to the Lord.
但是这样的弟兄也不是热的。
But this kind of brother is not warm either.
不愿意有更多的追求。
He doesn't want to pursue more.
也没有心愿与仇敌来征战。
He doesn't have a heart desire to fight the battles with the enemy.
不愿意付上祷告的代价。
He doesn't want to pay the price to pray.
不愿意成为教会的守望者。
And doesn't want to be the watchman of the church.
这是一个荒芜的生命。
This is a fallow life.
那什么是耕种的生命呢
？What is a plowed life？
这个耕种的生命，这样的人对自己的属灵生命是不满意的。
And then a plowed life does not feel content of his spiritual life.
常常渴慕更多的来认识神。
He is looking to know more about God.
这样的人听见主的话以后，里面有一个心愿要来顺服。
And then he has a hard desire to obey the words when he hears the words of the Lord.
如果他不能顺服的时候，他的良心会在他的里面让他不安息。
If he doesn't obey, his conscience will not rest in peace.
这个神的话在他的心中就好像农夫的犁一样。
The words of God.It's like the plow of the farmer.
这个犁在他的心里面是发生作用的。
And this plow works to his heart.
如果他得罪了别人，
if he wrong others,
他一定要和人和好。
He has to go reconcile with him.
如果他不与人和好，他里面就不平安。
And there's no peace without the reconciliation.
当人指出他的错误来的时候，
When people point out his wrongdoing,
他里面就谦卑下来。
And he will humble himself.
他能够悔改在主的面前。
And then he will repent to the Lord.
这个圣灵在这个人的心中就像农夫的犁一样。
The Holy Spirit's work, it's like the plow of the farmer.
常常的来寻求神。
And then he will seek the Lord very often.
不以为自己已经得着了。
And he doesn't count he gained already.
乃是向着标杆直跑。
But he run towards the goal.
这样的人 他是一个耕种的生命。
And then this kind of brother has a life of a plow.
因此他的生命里面是有果实的。
So he bears fruit.
他能够成为别人的鼓舞。
And then he will become encouragement to others.
他能够把刚强带给那些软弱的人。
He will bring the strength to the weakness.
他也能把喜乐带给那些忧伤的人。
And he will bring joy to the one who worries.
因为这个农夫的犁常常在他的身上。
Because the plow of the farmer works on him very often.
就有两种的情形，一种是荒地。一种是耕地。
It is two conditions. One is the fallow ground, one is the plowed ground.
这个荒地和耕地不仅仅是应用在我们个人身上，也可以用来描述这时代。
Fallow ground and the plowed ground is not only for individual life, but also for the whole generation.
在以色列人的历史上，我们看见他们有经过这样荒凉的时期。
In the history of Israelites, we see they have such a time of the fallow ground.
在他们在埃及四百年。
They were in Egypt for 400 years.
他们在埃及住了四百年以后，他们已经完全适应埃及的生活。
And after 400 years, inhabit in Egypt, they adopted the life of in Egypt.
他们喜欢埃及的生活。
They liked it.
他们生养众多，极其强盛，满了那地。
They multiplies and they were strong and then they filled in the whole land.
埃及地的土壤是非常肥沃的。
And then the land in Egypt was very fertile.
食物是非常可口的。
And their food is very delicious.
因此在那时以后，以色列人的心是非常满足的。
And the Israelites was very satisfied after dwelled in Egypt for 400 years.
他们完全忘记他们从哪里来的？
They forgot where they were from.
他们也不知道神在他们的心意到底是如何。
And then they forgot about the heart's desire on them.
他们心里面已经是一片荒地了。
In their heart, it's a fallow ground.
然后神就开始在他们身上开始工作了。
Then God started work on them.
神兴起一个新的法老，不认识约瑟。
So God rose up a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph.
就辖制他们，就加重担在他们身上。
And then he will conflict them.
不但如此，法老也设下计谋，要把这个以色列民族完全铲除。
And not only this, the Pharaoh wants to get rid of the whole nation.
这个时候以色列人才转向神，神叹息。
Then the Israelites turned to God and then they sighed.
然后就开始在整个埃及动。
And then God started work in Egypt.
他兴起十个大灾难。
And then he rose up the 10 disasters.
甚至最后让埃及所有投生的牲畜和所有生的长子都被逐出去了。
And until to the point, all the firstborn to the man and then the animals will be all killed.
又把所有法老的军队都埋藏在红海的底下。
And then he buried all the Pharaoh's army under the Red Sea.
我们看见那个伟大的神用他的犁沟在这个地方耕种。
We see the mighty God and then plowed on this land.
把整个以色列人从一个荒地的光景带到一个耕地的光景。
He turned the whole Israelites from the fallow ground to a plowed ground.
我们看到在马拉基以后有四百年的时间。
We know after Malachi there were 400 years.
在这马拉基书以后四年当中没有一个先知。
And after Malachi in that 400 years there's not even one prophet.
换一句话说，在四百年里面没有神的声音。
In another word, there's no voice from the Lord.
而在这四百年当中，以色列人没有觉得有需要听见神的声音。
And then in this 400 years, the Israelites doesn't require to hear from the Lord.
他们非常满足。
And then they are very self content.
因为他们中间有拉比。
Because they have rabbi.
可以教导他们。
the rabbi can teach them.
他们中间有会堂。
And they have synagogues.
他们可以在会堂里面敬拜神。
They can worship in synagogues.
他们有很多的遗传，有很多的规条，他们可以遵守。
And they have traditions and laws to obey.
他们对于他们属灵的生活非常的满意。
And they were satisfied with their spiritual life.
他们不需要神的声音。
They doesn't need the voice from the Lord.
我们从法利赛人的祷告就能够看出他们里面对自己。
We can see how they contended from a Pharisee.
法利赛人说：“神啊，我感谢。”
The Pharisee said, "Lord, God, I thank you."
我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的，我都捐上十分之一。
I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust.Adulterers, or even like this tax collector, I fast twice a week. I pray, I pay tithe of all that I get.
你看，这里有一个人代表那时候的以色列人，他们对自己属灵的光景非常的满意。
This Pharisee can represent the whole Israelites. They are very satisfied with their spiritual life.
但是在他们中间，我们的主找不到果实，就像那个无花果树一样。
But the Lord cannot find any fruit.Among them, it's like the fig tree.
他们中间没有收成。
There's no fruit.
因为他们是一块荒地。
Because they are fallow ground.
因此神就在他们中间又开始耕地了。
So the Lord did a plow on them.
神施洗约翰来到他们中间。
And so God sent John the Baptist.
这个施洗约翰啊，就好像神给他们的一个犁啊。
The John the Baptist is like the plow that God gave it to them.
所以施洗约翰像神的犁一样，开始在犹大地来耕种了。
And then John the Baptist is like a plow and plowing on the land.
因此我们看到有人悔改了。
So some of them repented.
然后我们的主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
And then our Lord, and then he came to the earth incarnation.
30年以后，我们的主耶稣在以色列像一个犁一样。
30 years later, our Lord is like a plow.
在整个以色列那里耕地啊。
He plowed in the whole Israel.
在很短的时间里面，我们看见以色列整个被翻过来了。
In a very short time, the whole Israelites were broken up.
好，这个荒地的变成了耕地了。
And it seems this fallow ground became plowed ground.
没有多久啊，福音就传遍了，一直到罗马。
And then short after, the gospel will spread all the way to Rome.
我们也看到，在18世纪的初期，那个时候英国也是一个荒地。
In the beginning of the 18th century, the England is a fallow ground.
在那个时候，英国的基督教成为国教了。
At that time, the Christian is already accepted by the authorities.
但是那个时候啊，真正有属灵经历的人不多的。
But only a few has the spiritual experiences.
他们相信神，但是不相信神迹的。
They believed in God, but they don't believe the miracles.
在那个时候，如果你去那个地方，来听他们讲道的话
，If you go to listen to their sermons,
你不知道他们到底是跟随穆罕默德呢，还是跟随孔夫子呢，是跟随基督
？You don't know if they're the follower of the Muhammad, Confucius, or the Christ.
那个时候，整个英国充满了酗酒的问题。
And then at that time, the drunkenness was rampant.
整个英国呢，好像一个大的一个赌场。
The whole England is like a huge casino.
这就是一个荒凉的一个光景。
That is a condition of a fallow ground.
因此我们的神就开始在那里耕种了。
So our God started plow.
他拣选了一个人叫约翰·卫斯理。
He had choose a man who called John Wesley.
这个约翰·卫斯理啊，好像是神的犁一样。
John Wesley, it's like the plow of the Lord.
在这个整个英国的土地上来耕种。
He started plow the whole land of England.
约翰·卫斯理骑了一匹马，走遍了整个英国。
John Wesley, ride on horse, and then he walked all the land of the England.
就好像那个犁啊，在那个土地上来回的耕种。
He is like the plow, and then plowing backwards on the land.
整个英国都被这个犁耕过了。
The whole land was plowed by this plow.
然后那个雨呢，圣灵就像雨降下来。
Then the Holy Spirit came like a rain.
在英国有一个极大的一个复兴。
There is a big revelation. Revival.
这个复兴啊，在历史上是非常重要的。
This revival is very important in history.
就是约翰卫斯理和莫威利亚弟兄们呢，开始了普世的宣教。
And then that is started from John Wesley and the Moravian brethren has the evangelical mission.
弟兄姊妹们，我们来读一读那个教会的历史，在中国。早期的宣教士都是从英国来的。
And if you read the Chinese Christian history, you will see the early mission it is started from the John Wesley.
England.
From England.
没有这一次的耕种和大复兴，福音就不会传到中国。今天我们就不会。
Without that revival, and the gospel will not and shared spread to China, and we will not.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵不能够降临在一个荒地上。
And brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit cannot work on a fallow ground.
圣灵只能降临在一个耕地上。
And Holy Spirit only works on a plowed.
如果我们心里面对我们自己属灵的光景很满足的时候，我们就是一个荒地。
If we are satisfied with our spiritual condition, then we are a fallow ground.
如果我们对自己很满意的话，我们就不会结果子。
If we are very satisfied with ourselves, we will not bear fruit.
如果我们对自己很满意的话，我们就不会有属灵的成长。
If we are very satisfied with our spiritual condition, we will not grow.
如果我们对自己很满意的话，我们就不会等候主的再来。
If we are self-contentment, we will not wait for the Lord's coming.
如果我们对自己很满意的话，我们就不会过一个圣洁的生活。
We think we are good enough, and we will not have the sanctified life.
在我们生活的里面，怎么叫做有一个耕种的生命呢？
And what is called the plowed life?
这个耕啊，就代表改变。
And the plowing means change.
当这个犁在这个土的里面呢，这个土不改变也不行的。
When the plow comes to the ground has to be changed.
当犁经过这个地，这个地就被改变了。
When the plow comes, go through the ground will be changed.
一个被耕种的生命是一个被改变的、被更新的生命。
A plowing life is a life of a change.
弟兄姊妹，这个改变是很重要的。
The change is very important.
在旧约里面，那个扫罗他承认自己的罪。
In Old Testament, King Saul admit his sin.
他也为罪的结果忧伤。
And then he also remorse.
但是旧约的扫罗从来没有改变。
But his life never changed.
因为他没有让神的灵在他的身上工作。
Because he did the plowing work on him.
当开垦荒地，就是我们这个人的心思有所改变。
When we say break off the fallow ground, that is our mind needs to be changed.
不但心思有所改变，这个心思的改变带来我们生活的改变。
Not only the change of the mind, but also the change of our life.
在马太福音里面讲到有一个人有两个儿子，他叫大儿子去葡萄园里面去做工，他说我不去。
And then in the book of Matthew, there is a person he has two sons, and he said to his first one, he said, son, go to work today in the vineyard. And then he replied, I will not.
以后呢，自己懊悔，他就去了。
But afterwards, he regretted and then went.
当他说他不去的时候，他的心像一块荒地一样。
When he said, I will not, that his heart is like a fallow ground.
但是不久他的心里面就懊悔了，不但懊悔以后，他就改变了心意，不但改变了心意，他改变了行为，他就去了。
And then afterwards, and then he was regretted, only regretted, and then he changed his mind. And after he changed his mind, and then he took action.
他的荒地就变成了耕地了。
That fallow ground becomes a plowed ground.
旧约里面撒该也是这样。
Same story of the Zacchaeus.
撒该对主说，主啊，我把我所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Zacchaeus said to the Lord, he said, Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much.
不但他的心意改变了，他的行为也改变了。
And then his mind change brings the action.
你看见这个犁在撒该的身上工作了。
And then you know the plowing work is on Zacchaeus' life.
因此撒该就改变了。
So Zacchaeus changed.
撒该在地上得罪了很多人的。
And Zacchaeus sinned against many people.
撒该在地上与人的关系是非常的破碎的。
He has a broken relationship with people.
撒该周围的以色列人的关系像一个荒地一样。
His relationship with the people around him.
但是撒该也不需要这些人。
And then Zacchaeus didn't need those people.
撒该不需要任何一个人。
He didn't need anyone.
他就像一个荒地一样，不需要任何一个人。
He just like a fallow ground. He doesn't need anyone.
但是那一天看见主耶稣以后，这个犁在撒该的心里面开始工作了。
But that day when he saw the Lord, and then the plow is worked.
因此撒该就改变了他的心意，也改变了他的行为。
Then his mind and behavior changed.
恢复了与这些人的关系。
And he restored the relationship with others.
我们看到这个荒地就成了耕地了。
And then we see this fallow ground became the plowed.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们和人的关系是不是一个荒地呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, is the relationship we have with people like a fallow ground?
夫妻中间是不是像一个荒地了？
And then the relation between husband and wife like a fallow ground?
我们儿女之间或我们与父母之那个关系是不是一个荒地呢？
Do we have fallow ground between us and our children and our parents?
我们有没有得罪别人？
And do we wrong others?
我们有没有亏欠别人？
And then do we fall short for others?
我们与这些人中间的关系是不是一个荒凉的地呢？
Is the relationship is like a fallow ground?
主说如果你在坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，你又把礼物留在坛上，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
The Lord tells us,if you are presenting your offerings at the altar, and then there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offerings there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offerings.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们和人的关系像荒地一样，我们仍然能够在主的坛上献礼物吗？
If our relationship is, it's like a fallow ground, we still offer...offer at the altar.
我们如果仍然能够献礼物的话，证明我们里面是荒凉的。
If we still can present offerings, that means we are the fallow ground.
如果主的犁在我们身上的话，我们就没有办法在那个坛前献那个礼物。
If the plowing work is on us, then we cannot present the offering.
我们必须要去与人和好。
And then we have to reconcile with others.
然后我们才能回来献礼物。
Then we can come back to present our gifts.
这个叫做耕地。
That is called the plowed ground.
耕地又代表把那个隐藏的事显明出来。
And the plowing means brings it out and to open the hidden things.
当那个犁在耕的时候哈，有许多隐藏的东西都显出来了。
When the plow work starts and something hinders will bring open.
可以看到呢，很多的蚯蚓在。
You will see a lot of earthworm.
你看到很多的小虫跑出来。
You will see many insects.
有时候看到那个蚂蚁窝也被翻出来了。
And then you also will see the ants mound.
当那个犁在地上这样翻的时候啊，没有一样东西不被显明出来。
And then when under the plowing work, everything will be revealed.
那个小虫呢，就跳来跳去的。
And the insects will jump around.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们成为一个荒地呢？
And then why, how come we became a fallow ground?
因为有许多的事情隐藏在我们的心里。
Because there's many things hindering in our hearts.
是没有人知道的。
And other people don't know.
这些隐藏的事物在我们的心里面，让我们的心成为一个荒地。
Those hindrances, let our heart become the fallow ground.
对一个荒地来讲啊， 从上一次被更移，那些事都被隐藏起来了。
And then since the last time a plow, all things are hindered.
隐藏的事物对我们的属灵生命有一个致命的一个打击。
This hindrance are very vital to harmful to our spiritual life.
你看主耶稣的门徒那个犹大。
And then see the disciple of the Lord Judas.
这个犹大听了所有主耶稣的教训。
Judas heard all the teachings from the Lord.
登山宝训的时候，犹大在那里。
And then the Judas was there when Lord in the Beatitude.
当主耶稣行神迹的时候，犹大都看见了。
And he was there when Lord performed the miracles.
当玛利亚献上那个香膏的时候，犹大也在那里。
And then Judas was there when Mary offered her a pound of the pure nard.
那犹大说：“这个香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人？”
So the Judas says, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and give to poor people?"
为什么犹大会有这样的反应
？And then why Judas have such
response? 因为犹大的心里是一块荒地。
Because heart is a fellow.
因为有一些事隐藏在犹大的心里面
Because something hindered in his heart.
是别人不知道的
And other people didn't know.
因为犹大是一个贼啊
Because he was a thief.
他带着钱囊常常取其中所存的
He had a money box but he used to pilfer what he put it into it.
因此他的良心不发生作用
So his conscience didn't work.
荒地是没有被耕种的。
And then, the fallow ground is the ground never being plowed.
甚至当主耶稣为他洗脚的时候
，Even when the Lord washed his feet,
都不会对犹大有任何的影响。
It has no influence to Judas.
这怎么可能呢
？And then how can it be?
这个主耶稣天上人。为你洗脚。
God from heaven washed his feet.
犹大没有改变他的。
The Judas didn't change his mind.
仍然要卖主耶稣。
He still want to betray the Lord.
甚至当主耶稣说：“我蘸这个饼给谁，那个人就是卖我的。”
Even when the Lord says, "If I dip the morsel and give it to him, that is the one who will betray me."
当主耶稣蘸了一点饼给犹大的时候。犹大仍然不改。
Even when the Lord dipped the morsel and gave it to him during the feast, and then he was not plowed.
因为犹大从来没有接受神的耕种。
Because Judas never received the plowing word from God.
一直等到他的末了，犹大没有接受神的耕种。
And then he never received the plowing word.
一直到他离世的时候，他的心仍然是荒地一块。
And then his heart is still a fallow ground even when he died.
弟兄姊妹后，在我们心里面所隐藏的是一个惧怕。
And then sometimes fear that is hide within.
有的人惧怕公开祷告的。
And then some fear to pray in public.
我相信这个我们都有经历，我们第一次祷告以前，心里都有惧怕的。
We all have such experience, especially when we first time when we pray.
第一次在众人面前来公开的赞美神，不是一件容易的事。
It is not easy to praise the Lord in public at the first time.
但是这件事情呢，是需要被对付的。
But we have to deal with it.
这个事情呢，需要被耕过的。
We have to be plowed.
好像那个土要被翻起来的。
It's kind of the ground needs to be break up.
那个惧怕要被除去的。
The fear needs to be removed.
因为我们必须要来赞美神。
Because we have to praise our Lord.
我们的创造乃是为了荣耀神。
And then the Lord created us, and then in order to glorify.
如果我们不能在公众来赞美神的话，我们如何了神呢
？And then how can we glorify Him if we cannot praise Him in public?
我们神的赞美 必须要让听见。
Our praises needs be heard in public.
我们对神的赞美必须要让我们的儿女听见。
And our praises to the Lord needs be heard by our children.
我们对神的赞美必须要在我们的家庭的里面。
And then our praises to the Lord must be in our family.
我们的赞美必须要在擘饼的时候被人听见。
And then our praises must be heard in the communion service.
如果我们里面有这样的一个惧怕，
if we have such fear.
我们要让主的灵来把它更去。
We need ask the Lord to plow.
不要让这个惧怕隐藏在我们的心中。
Do not let this fear hidden in our heart.
如果这个惧怕隐藏在我们的心中，我们的心中在这件事情上就是荒地。
If this fear will get hold of us, our heart and our heart is a fallow ground.
你知道吗？如果你把这个惧怕隐藏在我们里面，而你不肯在公开的地方赞美神，我一个贼。
If we hold this fear and we do not praise the Lord, then we are like a thief.
我们偷了神的荣耀。
And then we stole the glory of the Lord.
因为我们是为神创造的时候是要荣耀神的。
Because when we created by God, and the purpose is to glorify.
我们是要把神当作的赞美来归给他的。
And then we need give him the glory that he deserves.
如果我们因为心里面这个惧怕，我们不让神把它除去，我们就窃取了神的荣耀。
If we have the fear and we do not allow the Lord remove it, then we steal his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能信主很多年日了。
Maybe we were saved for many years.
但是在这件事情上，我们很可能还是做荒地。
But on this matter, probably we still a fallow ground.
如果是的话，我们要知道现在是一个时候，让神来跟我们。
If it is the condition, then now it's the time.
把这个惧怕除掉。
And then let the Lord remove our fear.
有的时候我们里面惧怕向人传福音。
And then sometimes we fear to gospel with others.
有时候我们惧怕向为人做见证。
Sometimes we fear to test the Lord.
有时候我们惧怕顺服主令。
And sometimes we fear to obey the commandment.
因为我们心里面，我们手中抓住我们所要的东西。
Because we want to grasp what we want.
是神所不许可的。
And then that is the not God allowed.
是神所不喜悦的。
That is not please the Lord.
因此我们不愿意来听神的话。
And then we are not willing. We don't want to listen to His words.
我们的心就因为这样的一个缘故，成为一个荒地。
For such reason, our heart becomes fallow ground.
弟兄姊妹们，何西阿书说，现今正是时候。
And brothers and sisters, Hosea says, now it is time.
现今正是寻求耶和华的时候。
It is time to seek the Lord.
现在是我们开垦荒地的时候。
It is time to break up the fallow ground.
当我们让神来在我们心里面来开垦这个荒地的时候，这个雨就会降在我们
身上。When we allowThe Lord plows in us, and then the rain starts.
我们就有能力来改变我们前所不能改变的事物。
Then we are able to change that we were unable to.
我们就有能力来改善我们所不能改善的关系。
And then we are able to change the broken relationships.
我们有能力能够除去我们心中所有的惧怕。
Then we are able to remove all the fears in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们仍然要停留在那个荒凉的光景里面吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still want to stay in the fallow ground?
马上春天就要来了。
The spring will come soon.
马上春雨会降下来。
And the spring rain will fall.
现今就是开垦荒地的时候。
It is time to break up your fallow ground.
为自己栽种公义，就能收割慈爱。
And then plow the righteousness, and then you will reap in accordance with kindness.
弟兄姊妹们，早晨我们在主的话语面前来思考。
And let meditate before the words of the Lord.
我们是荒地吗？
Are we the fallow ground?
我们是否满足我们属灵的生命？
Are we satisfied with our spiritual life?
神的灵是不是还在我们的身上工作？
Is the plowing work still work on us?
想想我们自己的生命和生活。
And think of our life.
到底我们是耕地呢，还是荒地？
Are we the fallow ground or the plowed ground?
就像早晨我们唱的诗歌。
It's like the song we sang.
到底哪一节 能够描述我们的情形。
And then which verse is us?
我们是不是少为虽为己少许为主呢？
And then are we in the condition some of self and then some of thee?
也许我们信主的年日很久了，但是我们一直仍然是虽为己少许为主。
Maybe we were saved many years, but our condition is still some of self and some of thee.
我们需要让主的灵来，我们在我们心里面来耕种一下。
And then we need the Lord's plow and plows in our heart.
让那个虽为己少许为主的光景里面变成少为众多为主。
And then let us turn some of self, some of thee, to less of self and more of thee.
也许我们的情形是在这个少为己更多为主。
And then maybe our condition is less of self and more of thee.
但是我们不能以这个为满足。
But we should not stop there.
我们要让神的灵在我们身上继续来耕种。
And then we need the Lord continue plowing us.
让我们进到那个不为己，全都为主。
Let us enter the into none of self and all of thee.
我们不能满足我们属灵的光景。
And we cannot be content with our spiritual life.
如果我们满足我们属灵的光景，我们的心就成为一个荒地了。
If we are self-contented, then our heart will become a fallow ground.
我们必须要让神的灵继续在我们心里面来耕种。
We have to let the Lord plow in work on us.
让主的工作继续不断地在我们身上。
And let Lord's work continue on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们有什么隐藏的事物在我们心里？
Brothers and sisters, is there injuries in us?
现今都是开垦的。
It is time to break up.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的家是不是一个荒地？
Is our household is a fallow ground?
我们家的属灵的光景是不是一个荒地？
And then what about the spiritual condition of our household?
我们是不是满意我们家里面属灵的情形？
And are you satisfied with your spiritual condition at your house?
我们夫妻中间的关系是不是荒地？
And then do we have a fallow ground? Is like you and your spouse?
我们和儿女的关系是不是一块荒地？
Is there a fallow ground with the relationship with children?
我们是不是应该觉得现在是开垦的时候？
Do we think it is time to break up the fallow ground?
让神在我们的家庭里面也来做耕种的工作。
Let God plows in our household.
除去那些荒凉的光景。
Remove all the desolation.
弟兄姊妹，如何能够开垦荒地呢？
And then how can we break up?
何西阿书说要寻求耶和华。
And then Hosea tells us, seek the Lord.
现今正是时候要寻求耶和华。
Now it is time to seek the Lord.
一直等到他降，他临到如雨降在你们身上。
And until he comes like rain to with righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意来开垦荒地吗？
Are we willing?Let the Lord plow.
我们愿意一同来寻求神吗？
Are we willing to seek the Lord together?
你愿意与众圣徒一同来寻求神吗？
And then are you willing to seek the Lord with all saints?
你愿意与众圣徒一同来祷告神吗？
Are you willing to pray to praise the Lord with all saints?
你有没有与圣徒一同在一起为着神的心意祷告过呢？
And then have you ever prayed with saints for the heart desire of the Lord?
也许你信主了很多年。
Maybe you are saved many years.
也许你曾经与圣徒一同让神的家祷告。
Maybe you have ever prayed with saints.
但是在这件事情上，很久你没有这样子做了。
Maybe you haven't done so for a long time.
在这件事情上，你曾成为一个荒地了。
And on this matter, you are a fallow ground.
现今正是寻求耶和华的时候。
It is time to seek the Lord.
要与众圣徒一同祷告在神的面前。
And then we pray with all saints before the Lord.
来寻求神，来降雨在他的教会里面。
And then to seek the Lord and let him rain to his church.
让神在他的教会的里面继续不断的工作。
And let God continue work.On his church.
让神在他的教会里面继续不断的耕种。
And let God plows to his church.
让神的家一直是一个被耕种的一个田地。
Let the house of God is a plowed ground.
让神的家每一年都有丰收。
Let the house of God has a wool every year.
让神的家常常都有果子。
Let the house of God bears fruit often.
神的家能够满足神的心意。
And let the house of God will satisfy the heart of God.
弟兄们，我们需要起来祷告。
And then we have to rise up and pray.
因为何西阿告诉我们，现在正是寻求耶和华的时候。
Because Hosea tells us it is time to seek the Lord.
现在是除去所有荒凉的情形的时候。
It is time to break up the fallow ground.
不管是我们个人心中的荒凉。
It is not only the individual fallow ground.
不管是我们在人际关系里面的荒凉。
Or the broken relationship of fallow ground.
或者是我们在家庭里面的荒凉。
Or the fallow ground in household.
或者是在神家里面的这个荒凉。
Or the fallow ground in the house of the Lord.
现在正是寻求耶和华的时候。
Now it's time to seek the Lord.
让我们一起来寻求他。
Let us to seek the Lord together.
直到那个雨降临在我们的身上。
Until he comes to rain righteousness on us.
我们再祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢我们赞美。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你让我们再从这个何西阿的这个话语里面看见一个属灵的原则。
And let us to see the spiritual principle from Hosea.
啊，就是我们必须要成为一个被耕种的田地。
That is, we has to be a plowed ground.
啊，你的话说，我们是你耕种的，被耕种的田地，是你建造的房屋。
And then you said we are your work field, and then and the house that you build.
因此，我们求主真是用你的灵在我们当中来耕种。
And then, Lord, we ask you to plow on us.
在我们的心中来耕种。
And then to plow on our hearts.
在我们的家庭里面来耕种。
To plow in our house.
来除去所有一切荒凉的光景。
And to remove all the fallow ground.
不让我们满意我们现在的情形。
Let us not satisfy our condition.
不让我们停留在这个荒凉的光景。
Do not let us stop in this fallow ground.
让我们起来说现在。
Lord, help us, let us say now I'm.
现在是寻求耶和华的时候。
Now it's time to seek the Lord.
而且我们要一直寻求，直等到你降雨在我们当中。
We have to continue to seek until you come and rain righteousness on us.
把这个荒凉的地变成一个耕地。
And then turn the fallow ground to plowed ground.
让你的心意得到满足。
May your heart be satisfied.
我们这样仰望你，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We look upon you by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.